This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda calls for combined efforts for conservation of tourism. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma directs subordinate bodies to prepare plans to make information technology decade a success. Nepal Pigeons Federation demands government provide due amounts to dairy farmers through state-run dairy development corporation. And Israeli army announces tactical pause in parts of southern Gaza to facilitate aid delivery. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has called for collaboration and cooperation among the three-tier of government, local communities and authorities in conserving the tourism. Speaking at a tree plantation program commemorating the 10th Chure Conservation Day today, the Prime Minister said the conservation of the tourism was a multifaceted issue connecting to the livelihoods of the Rai Madhis people. Prime Minister Dahal viewed that the Chure Hill Range that spreads over 37 districts from Ilam in the east to Kanchanpur district in the west of the country was very sensitive from a geobiological and geological point of view. The Prime Minister added that around 10,000 hectares of open and abandoned land had been forested with various plant species under the President Chure Terai Madhis Conservation Development Committee. Vice Chairperson of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, Bate, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda today. In the meeting held at the Prime Minister's office at Singhmadhar, bilateral relations, mutual cooperation and the implementation of various agreements reached between Nepal and China were discussed. According to the Prime Minister's Foreign Affairs Advisor, Dr. Rupak Sapkota, Prime Minister Dahal expressed his happiness that the agreements made during his recent visit to China were being gradually implemented. The Prime Minister thanked the Chinese government for bringing the traditional 14 checkpoints in the Nepal-China border area into operation. On the occasion, the Vice Chair of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, Bate, showed that China had attached great importance to the relationships with Nepal and that it would be further enhanced in the future. The House of Representatives has continued deliberations on the Appropriation Bill 2024 under the headings of the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, and Ministry of Finance. The lawmakers today pointed out the need for reforming the traditional pattern of the budget formulation. Similarly, the parliamentarians emphasized on increasing the capital expenditures to face the challenges of the economy by creating the employment and allocating budget for development. The lawmakers also suggested on making the budget and plans in order to empower the rights of the province and local levels. Earlier, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, presented the ordinance to amend some acts related to Investment Facilitation 2024. Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma has directed the relevant agencies to prepare a plan to make the information technology decade proposed by the government a success. In the meeting held with the heads of subordinate agencies in the Communication Ministry today, Minister Sharma said the proposal of Information Technology Decade had been put forward as a transformative project of the country and instructed the bodies to formulate plans accordingly. She also instructed the bodies to keep the Information Technology Decade at the center while making internal plans. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओइ मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now, the remaining news. The Nepal Pigeons Federation had submitted a memorandum with various 8 points demands to Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda. In the memorandum submitted to the Prime Minister through the Chief District Officer today, the government has been requested to solve the problems of the farmers. The memo urges the government to provide the due amounts to be paid to dairy farmers through the state-run Dairy Development Corporation, DDC, and the private sector dairy industry, as it has been in arrears for 6 months. It is stated in the memorandum that milk producers are yet to receive payment of 4 billion rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. The Israeli army has announced that it would implement a daily tactical pause of military activity in parts of the southern Gaza Strip during daylight hours to facilitate the delivery of aid. The AFP News Agency quoted the army in a statement on Sunday as saying a local tactical pause of military activity for humanitarian purposes will take place from 8 AM to 7 PM every day until further notice along the road that leads from the Kerem Shalom crossing to the Sahar Ol Din Road and the north towards. The statement stated that the decision was taken as part of efforts to increase the volumes of humanitarian aid entering the Gaza Strip following discussions with the UN and other organizations. According to the Al Jazeera, the United Nations welcomed Israel's announced tactical pause along the southern Gaza aid corridor. The United Nations said it more concrete measures are needed to facilitate aid entry for a depleted population. The leaders of Italy and Germany have strongly rejected ceasefire terms laid out by Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the war in Ukraine, as several countries gathered at a two-day summit in Switzerland to discuss ending the conflict. According to the BBC, Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni called the Russian president's plan propaganda, which effectively suggested that Ukraine must withdraw from its own territory. Likewise, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz dismissed the Russian president's proposal as a dictatorial piece. On Friday, leader Putin claimed he would agree to a ceasefire if Ukraine withdrew troops from four regions, with Russia partially occupies and claims to have annexed. Leader Putin rebuilt his terms ahead of the two-day summit on peace in Ukraine, which is aimed at discussing the basic principles for ending the war. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukraine wants to give diplomacy a chance and show that joint efforts could stop the war. He said that they would witness history being made during the summit and establish peace as soon as possible. More than 90 countries and global institutions are attending the event, exploring ways of ensuring security of nuclear sites and of Ukraine's food exports. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls for combined efforts for conservation of Chure region. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma directs subordinate bodies to prepare plans to make Information Technology Decade a success. Nepal Peasants Federation demands government provide due amounts to dairy farmers through state-run Dairy Development Corporation. An Israeli army announces tactical pause in parts of southern Gaza to facilitate aid delivery. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.